What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. I got two topics to get into. Had a little audio issues recently. Just shot a new commercial for the Paul Pickett Podcast as well. We're going to start advertising that today since they wouldn't let me advertise one of my episodes. Basically saying shocking content, and I think it was because we were talking about reacting to Joe Rogan and whatnot, but that's how they do it. They try to suppress and censor, you know, people. If you don't agree with the views of the people on the far left or Democrats or liberals or whatever it may be, if you don't agree with their views, they try to censor you and basically shut down anything you say, you know. Even if you're speaking facts, they try to shut it down. Before we get started, don't forget this podcast is sponsored by none other than Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, please check out promopalace.biz. Also, this podcast is sponsored by New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. If you're a dog lover or cat lover, you like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts, please check out newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. We also got t-shirts that are not dog and cat based, that are basically like just business slogans and stuff like that, and slogans in general and whatnot. And last but not least, for Shizzle, do you Dizzle? Yes, I do. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle brand, agave tequila mixed with cognac with a mango mix and a little bit of orange twist. So check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and more. They got about a dozen recipes that you can mix your Dizzle with. You can order bottles of Dizzle online, as well as Dizzle merchandise. So that's two merch links I gave you, New Litter Apparel and DizzleBrand.com. So you need some fresh merch, go to either one of those. Also, don't forget the video version of my podcast goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble as well. Follow us on Rumble. Rumble actually lets you monetize your video as soon as you upload. You don't got to wait for a thousand subscribers and 4,000 watch hours like YouTube. And not to mention, YouTube demonetizes people for censorship. You know, they censoring facts and stuff over there. Not just opinion. They're censoring facts. You know, like this idea of what that people call misinformation is not always misinformation. It's just something that they just don't agree with, you know. It goes against the rhetoric that they're trying to push and whatnot. Don't forget that the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. So we got the video version and we got the audio version. I also take the pre-recorded version and I will stream it live on three of my Twitter accounts. Twitter at Paul P Podcast, and then Twitter at Paul W Pickett, and then I kind of randomly pick for me the Promo Palace LLC, plus we got the Indie Castle Twitter, and we got the Urban Obsessions Twitter as well from other brands that I used to have in the past, because I used to have a radio station, Indie Castle Radio, where I played nothing but unsigned and independent artists, but playing only unsigned music is impossible. It's impossible to, if you don't play mainstream music as a radio station, you can't make it. So yeah, let me get into last night's scores, and then we're going to pull up the standings, and I'm gonna give you my power picks for the day on Triple P Paul's Power Picks on yours truly, the Paul Pickett Podcast. Okay. So last night, my Charlotte Hornets beat the Cleveland Cavs, who actually lost, I think, three of the four last games. I got to check. They might have a three-game losing streak. But, of course, Darius Garland still might be out, because 3 games ago when they lost, Darius Garland was out. So I got to check. Indiana beat Orlando Magic, which they should have. Sixers waxed the Knicks. Who would have known? Utah beat Houston Rockets. Milwaukee beat Miami by a point. So that was probably a hard-fought nose. Bucks went on a 21-6 run to kind of cap it out. And what do we got? Pelicans crushed the Sacramento Kings. Pelicans have been winning a lot more games since they got C.J. McCollum. That was a very smart move for them. Denver got beat by OKC. Phoenix beat Portland. And that was last night's games. Let me get into Paul's Power Picks real quick. Actually, yeah, let's go ahead and go with it. Number one, and do know that we're going about based off of right now. Like, you got to realize the Suns are without Chris Paul. Warriors are still without Draymond Green. The Bulls have been having injuries all year long, and they still held up to the top two slots. Number one, I'm going with the Miami Heat. What more can I say? They got everything, man. They got defenders, they got shooters, they got clutch scorers. Everybody plays hard. What more can I say, man? Miami Heat. Number two, Chicago Bulls. Through all the injuries, I mean, still, DeRozan has been keeping them afloat. LaVine, they got Lonzo Ball, should be coming back soon. They got Caruso, they just picked up Tristan Thompson. Number three, I'm going Philadelphia 76ers. And they could easily move up to that number one slot now that they got James Harden. I'm about to pull up the box score in a little bit after this and see what they did again. Because right now, Philadelphia is just looking like a team that's going to be hard to stop. Number four, I'm going to Phoenix Suns. And number five, I'm going with the Golden State Warriors. So that's my Paul's Power Picks. Let me pull up this. I want to pull up specifically this box score for the Sixers. Bear with me. Apparently, NBA.com is low and slow on me. Go on, NBA.com. A little faster. All right, here we go. Let's see. Trying to see his box score. I mean, they did play the Knicks. That's the thing. The Sixers have been beating teams that they definitely probably would have beat without James Harden. But, I mean, James Harden, 26, 9, and 9 with only three turnovers. I mean, literally, he's almost had two triple-doubles in three games. Actually, literally almost had three triple-doubles in three games, man. James Harden seems to be a happy camper. Being that he's got Joel Embiid, and you got Maxey and other guys, and this is Joel Embiid's team. This ain't James Harden's team. This is Joel Embiid's team. Joel Embiid is clearly the best player on his team. So when it comes down to, like, playoff time of taking the last shot, I mean, you put it in Embiid's hand. You don't got to put that pressure on James Harden, man. I think the Sixers are going to be very scary. I'm very excited about this year, man, to see who comes out the East. You got Miami. You got the Bucks. You got the Bulls. You got the Sixers. I know people still trying to count the Nets in when Kevin Durant comes back. I don't give the Nets a chance this year. They ain't got a chance. They're in the freaking playoff. They're in the play-in tournament, man. You know, Kyrie over there talking about all that smack, you know, about watch out for us. And he's going to be one of the topics of the day anyways. So, let's get into him. Matter of fact, and we're going to get into this New York loosens mandate for indoor dining, fitness, entertainment venues March 7th, which is 4 days from now. But as a vaccinated employee, Kyrie Irving still can't play in the Barclays. And I know people, they were crossing their fingers. They were getting excited because the mandates were being lifted and they thought Kyrie was going to be able to play. This right here is one of the most, What I think is some of the most stupid rules I've ever heard in my entire life, this takes the cake. I mean, this takes the cake with the cherry on top. I mean, because think about it. How dumb, stupid, moronic, idiotic, dumber than a bag of bricks. I mean, I'm trying to think of every word that I could think of to describe it. I mean, completely batshit insane. Literally, you could be a road player for an NBA team, and you could be unvaccinated, and you are allowed to play in the Barclays Stadium, the Barclays Arena, against the Brooklyn Nets. But if you are a Brooklyn Net player and you're unvaccinated, you can't play. If that's not one of the dumbest double standards I've ever heard in my entire life, but what do you expect? What do you expect? Do you not expect double standards from the double standard Democrats? That's all they have is double standards across the board. Every policy, every view, everything that comes out their mouth is a double standard. And this is no way in trying to defend Kyrie Irving. Because I would never in my life defend Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie Irving is a hypocrite himself. And we'll get to that in a second. But right now, like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. A road player who's unvaccinated could play in the Barclays, but a home player who's unvaccinated can't. What's the difference, you freaking idiots, you stupid, dumber than a bag of bricks morons? I mean, how can anybody just sit back and calmly talk about this one? Like, you know, this is just some idiotic stuff. No, this is dumber than a bag of bricks, man. How can you just sit back and calmly talk about this hypocritical double standard? It makes no sense. You can't give me one valid excuse or reason that unvaccinated role players can play at the Barclays, but unvaccinated home players can't. I mean, there's nothing you can say. And the reason, and I'm in no reason trying to defend Kyrie Irving, I'm just calling out this hypocrisy. Because Kyrie Irving, I got issues with him anyways. Like, if I ever hear Kyrie Irving talk about white privilege or equality in the workplace, somebody needs to poke him in the eye and tell him to shut the hell up, because he'd be a hypocrite. First of all, Kyrie Irving's got more privilege than any white man in America right now. Because he's the only person in America that's making millions of dollars working part-time hours. I repeat, he's the only person in America working part-time hours making millions. And all due respect, that's not Kyrie's fault that he's working part-time. I have to blame the Nets for setting that precedent. But he is. So he is working part-time, making millions. This is the thing. This is how I look at it. I don't want to hear Kyrie talking about quality in the workplace when there's a guy sitting on the bench that makes only $4 million a year that's been playing all year long, every single game, playing his heart out every single game this year, and Kyrie Irving making $30 million a year to work part-time. That's more privilege than any man in America has right now. And it goes against the quality of the workplace. Because if I was one of those bench players and I'm here playing full-time and I'm only making about $4 or $5 million and Kyrie's making $30 million to work part-time, I'd be flipping out right now. I'd be putting my finger in ownership face right now. Like, y'all better give me a fucking raise or trade me up out this bitch, because I ain't about to be sitting here watching this inequality in the workplace. I mean, that's some of the worst inequality in the workplace I've ever seen in my life, is a guy literally working part-time, making millions, $30 million a year, and this guy's over here working full-time hours, only making $4 million a year. I mean, you talk about inequality in the workplace. I don't want to hear Kyrie Irving ever talk about inequality in the workplace or white privilege whatsoever. So that's why I'm not defending Kyrie Irving per se, because he's somewhat a hypocrite himself, because I know Kyrie Irving is pushed. He fights for inequality in the workplace, but you're a fucking hypocrite. Kyrie Irving is a fucking hypocrite, because what he's doing is complete inequality in the workplace. And it sets a bad standard and a bad precedent. And I guarantee the NBA, what Kyrie Irving did and the Nets did with this part-time working shit, you guarantee the next collective bargainship, some rules going to be in place for that. And this James Harden and Ben Simmons trade thing where I call you and I trade my quitter for your quitter. They done ruined it for other players. I guarantee Ben Simmons and James Harden are going to ruin it for other players. Well, you think you could just sign a four-year deal and then next year you just want to sit out because you fucked up. Because you fucked up. You screwed up. Ben Simmons is the one that fucked up in the playoffs and screwed up. It wasn't the Philadelphia Sixers fans that lost that series. No, it was Ben Simmons. It wasn't the Philadelphia 76ers fans that passed open a wide open dunk with Trae Young under. I mean, if I could dunk at Trae Young's underneath the goal, I wouldn't have passed open a wide open dunk with no Trae Young, man. Mighty Mouse, you got Mighty Mouse under the basket and you pass up a wide open dunk. And, you know, I had a friend over, and the more I think about it, the fact that Ben Simmons won't shoot jumpers and stuff like that, and being a coward is a mental illness. I guess, you know what? Ben Simmons probably does have a mental illness. But guess what? Then he doesn't need to be in the league. If he has that much of a mental illness, he doesn't need to be in the league, because you don't pay athletes to have mental illnesses. I mean, you got soldiers in the army getting paid nowhere near what he's getting paid that have more valid reason to say they got a mental illness than Ben Simmons is scared to shoot a jump shot or scared to shoot free throws or scared to dunk over Trae Young. Yes, I probably do agree. He probably does have a mental illness, but that should be no mental illness. You scared to dunk, you scared to shoot jumpers, that should be a mental illness. That shouldn't even be nothing that you're freaking scared to do. That shouldn't even be considered as a real fear or a real phobia. I mean, I can understand swimming with a freaking shark, but I'm scared to shoot a freaking jumper, man. Nah, they messed it up for other players, man. They're going to mess it up for other players. And I hope it should go the owner's way with the next collective bargain. Because you should be able to sign no $30 million deal. And just because you turn into a little crybaby, you want to cry your way out. You can't do that nowhere else in the workplace where you sign a $30 million deal and you say, I don't want to work here no more. All right, bye. Leave. You don't get your money, though. I tell you that much. You're talking about some athletic privilege, boys, some rich privilege. All right. So, that New York mandate is this dumbest double standard rule I've ever seen. Such hypocrisy. And the mayor, Eric Adams, is a complete moron, too. He's dumb it in a bag of bricks because he's still enforcing it. And whoever came up with that rule is a complete freaking idiot and a moron. I mean, that's the dumbest rule ever. An unvaccinated road player can play there, but an unvaccinated home player can't. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Man, this is what I think about that moronic and idiotic NYC rule. It's dumb as hell. All right, let me get to this last topic. And I saw the black conservative talking about this. And I had a friend, one of my friends came over the other day, Kareem Stevenson, a.k.a. Stranger the Great. Shout out my new commercial for my podcast in front of my green screen. And I asked him about this. And I gave him the view that the black conservative perspective guy had about this, and we both agreed that it wasn't racism. It had nothing to do with racism. So basically, Ukraine during the war, I guess they wouldn't let a bunch of African and Asian students leave before Ukraine citizens. Now, let's throw out there that these are not Ukraine citizens. So the white conservative's perspective was, if America had a war. America had a war, and they evacuated illegal citizens before actual American citizens. How would American citizens feel like that, about that? I could tell you they'd be pissed. I think I speak for all American citizens and say they would be batshit pissed. They would be fucking pissed out their minds if America evacuated illegal citizens before actual citizens. They will be pissed out. So we can't be hypocritical about this. Any country should be evacuating the actual citizens before non-citizens. You're not beholden to non-citizens in your country. I'm sorry, you're not. You're not beholden to non-citizens in your country. America's the only country that would do that, beholden to non-citizens. If you go to France, that's the thing. Like, if you move to France, you can't say you're Mexican French or African French or American French. You're either French or you get the fuck out. Same thing with the UK. You can't go to probably Ukraine and say I'm African Ukraine or I'm Mexican Ukraine or American Ukraine. They're going to tell you to kick fucking rocks. You're either Ukraine or you're not. Any other country on this planet, when you live in that country, you either a citizen of that country or they're going to tell you to kick rocks. America's the only country where we treat non-citizens like the citizens, which is bullshit. Non-citizens aren't paying no taxes. They're not following the same rules, the same laws, none of that shit. And that's another thing about equality in the workplace. You can't have equality in the workplace if everybody's not willing to follow the same rules. If you're a person who steals on the job every single time, and there's a history of you getting fired from stealing. Of course, I don't think your boss can actually say you got fired from stealing. But there's a history of you getting fired and fired and fired and fired. That's all a person needs to know, that you fuck it up at the job too many times. You don't deserve the same equality as the person who has never got fired at the job. Are you going to work as hard as the next man? Are you going to be as honest as the next man? That's the thing. We got to follow by the same rules for there to be equality. And also, me and my friend talked about this too. Yes, there needs to be equality in the workplace. But this idea that we're all actually equal is bullshit. It's fairy tales. Because my friend, he's 6'4", 200-something pounds. He's a hell of a lot bigger than me. He played football. Guess what? I was never big enough to play football. That doesn't sound like we're equal at all. There's some things that I might be better than him at and some things that he's better than me at. That goes to show you that we're not all created equal. That's some man-made fairy tale bullshit. If we were all created equal, I would be 6'9", 260 pounds like LeBron James. But I'm not. I'm 5'4.5", 5'5", 150. We're not all created equal. Should we have equal opportunity? Yes. As long as you're willing to follow the same rules. Everybody's got to follow the same rules across the board. Me and somebody else go get hired at a job. You got to not steal at the workplace like I steal at the workplace. If not, your opportunity, yeah, you might get the job when I get the job, but your opportunity ain't going to last as long as mine because you're stealing on the workplace. And you don't deserve to keep your job when I do because I will never steal at the workplace. But, yeah, this idea that Ukraine not letting their citizens leave before non-citizens is racist, that's bullshit. Because if America had to evacuate, say, all their citizens to South America, and they evacuated non-citizens first, Americans would go batshit crazy and start rioting and flipping out. I guarantee it. I guarantee a large if not all Americans, damn near a large portion would be flipping out on a damn government, rioting. I mean, we would fucking, like, we would run through the fucking government if you let non-citizens, you help them evacuate before you evacuated any American citizens. Don't even try that shit. And it wouldn't even be nothing. It wouldn't even be racist. I mean, I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, or white. They would be pissed off if Americans evacuated non-citizens before actual citizens in a war. It has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do with they're not citizens. They don't, they're not being held to them. In a Ukraine war, when Ukraine goes to war with Russia, they're not being held to people who are not Ukraine citizens. They're being held to their Ukraine citizens and the people of Ukraine, and that's it. Anybody thinks otherwise, well, you know what? You don't live in the real world. You live in fairy tales. The Ukraine people have no responsibility to non-Ukraine citizens that are there just visiting. Because they don't have to let us in their country in the first place to visit. They don't have to allow citizens to come in, period. They don't have to. I'm like, try flying into Afghanistan right now. You think you're going to be able to fly? You think anybody's going to be flying in Afghanistan right now? They're not letting probably nobody in. And Ukraine could do the same thing if they want to. They don't. They could just not let people in. You know, y'all, people need to wake up, smell the Folgers, and live in the real world, man. It's a fucking war. Of course they're going to freaking get their people out first. Because they're not beholden to people who are not citizens of Ukraine. Because guess what? Those people that are trying to evacuate that aren't Ukraine citizens don't give a damn about Ukraine. They're not willing to help fight. Only Ukraine people over there are fighting that war. So why the hell should they care about people that don't care about helping them fight that war? Get out. You better get out on your own freaking volition. Yeah, I mean, you should have been out long before this happened. I mean, we knew weeks ago this was going to happen. We knew weeks ago this was going to happen. Why do you wait till the shooting stops? No, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for the Asian, African, any, whatever immigrants they are that are over there going to school, that they should have been gone long. They should have been gone weeks ago. They waited to the last fucking minute. You don't wait to the last minute. I hate waiting to the last minute. I don't allow last minute shit in my business. Anybody calls me with last minute shit in my business, nope, I don't do last minute shit. Because last minute leads to fuck-ups. Unprepared fuck-ups. And that's what it is. Y'all, all these students waited to the last damn minute to try to evacuate and leave, and now they're in a fucked up position. That's your fault. We knew about this shit. Biden been shouting weeks ago, weeks before it happened. Russia's going to invade Ukraine. Russia's going to invade Ukraine. Ukraine president's like, shut the fuck up. You scare my people. We know about this shit well over a week. When you wait till the shooting starts and the bomb starts to get out, and now you can't get out because they're worried about Ukraine citizens more than people who don't even live in fucking Ukraine and don't even give a shit about Ukraine, just trying to haul ass and leave the people there to fucking fend for themselves, you know? That's the thing. You know what? If I was going to school in Ukraine, if I was an American citizen going to school in Ukraine, I don't know if I could just leave the people there to fight for themselves. I think the fact that I'm going to Ukraine and I'm using Ukraine for my education to better myself, I wouldn't just leave them out and hang out to dry. I couldn't, especially not at this point in my life when I don't fear no man. I fear no man on this earth. Not one man do I fear. And I don't fear a group of men either. I don't fear an army. I don't fear none of that. I don't fear dying no more because I almost could be dead. I've faced a near-death situation before where I could be dead. So it takes all the fear out. And things that you thought were hard in life become a hell of a lot easier. But this has nothing to do with racism. This has everything to do with they're in the middle of a fucking war. You should have left before the war started when everybody knew that every news media on the planet was clearly shouting to the rooftops, Russia is going to invade Ukraine. You wait till the last minute. That's what happens. When you wait till last minute fuck ups. And you're the one to blame when last minute fuck ups happen, when you waited till the last minute to make a fucking decision. No, it has nothing to do with racism. They could, and the people that are shouting racism, they don't have any common knowledge as it is. They didn't learn shit in school, obviously, about history and wars. They're not, the Ukraine people, they don't have, they're not, hold no responsibility to non-Ukraine citizens when they're in war with Russia right now. And Russia's trying to take over their country. There's way more important things than having to evacuate non-citizens. There's way more important things on their at the top of their list and their priority list than having to evacuate non-citizens. Because I know right now, if we were at war, it's like, oh, we got to evacuate to South America, and they were more worried about non-citizens before American citizens, I would be pissed as a motherfucker. All hell would be breaking loose. I know if I'm pissed, there will be a ton of other people pissed. All hell would break loose if America evacuated non-citizens before the actual citizens. All hell would break loose. That's common sense. Common sense. Common knowledge, man. Don't even try to say it would be any other different in any other country. You think if Chinese was in a war and they had to evacuate Chinese citizens, you think Chinese citizens would not be mad, pissed off if they evacuated non-citizens first? In the middle of a war, non-citizens of that country are at the very bottom of the priority list. I'm going to tell you that right now. When you're in a war, non-citizens of that country are at the very bottom of the priority list. I know if I'm at war, if I'm in a country and I'm at war, non-citizens are at the very bottom of my priority list. It's no different than governors. The governor's job is to just fight for the people of that state. They're not like if the governor DeSantis, his job is to just defend the people of Florida. It doesn't, if rather he gives a rat's ass about Alabama people, that's not his job or his responsibility whatsoever. It's no different when a country's in war. See, y'all don't never look at this shit with common sense. Y'all just start screaming, shout shit to the fucking roof before you even think of shit. And when you wait around to the last minute, when we clearly knew the country was going to go into war, it ain't the country's fault. It's not the country's fault you waited to the last minute to leave. When you knew 2 weeks ago that this was going to happen, and to be honest with you, this shit been bubbling over longer than weeks. This shit been bubbling over for years. They've known for years this shit was going to happen. But you wait to the very last minute. I don't feel sorry for the people. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for the Ukraine citizens. I don't feel sorry for the non-Ukraine citizens that waited to the last minute to get out when you clearly had enough media outlets and news clearly saying the shit was going to happen. I mean, fuck, if you go jump in a pool of sharks and you don't even look to see that there's sharks in the pool before you jump in there, and you just automatically jump in, and now you're getting it automatically like, oh shit, sharks, I don't feel sorry for you. That's what this is. When you wait until the last minute to leave a fucking country, you know it's going to go at war. It's, oh shit, I jumped in a pool of sharks and I've didn't look before I jumped in. The last minute I fucking jump in, I finally realized, oh shit, sharks or alligators or crocodiles. You go swimming in the swamp, you're going to run across alligators and crocodiles eventually. That's what this is. No, it's not racism. It's a bunch of people who obviously didn't just ignored what the media had to say and waited to the last fucking minute to leave. And now you couldn't leave because why the fuck would I give a rat's ass about non-citizens when I'm at war with another country to protect my citizens? I know if I was president of Ukraine, I wouldn't give a rat's ass about non-citizens. I would only give a rat's ass about Ukraine people. I'm the president of Ukraine. I'm not the president of people who want to come here just for a college degree that are not. I'm not the president of non-Ukrainians. Yeah, y'all just. It's not racism. It's just clearly they're in a fucking war. Clearly, the last people on the priority list is non-citizens of that country. And they should be. Because they should have left once they heard. Once the media started shouting that Russia's going to invade Ukraine, and once they saw the troops were on the border, they should have been left. They should have went back to their countries. But no, they wanted to wait till the last minute. Not Ukraine. It wasn't the Ukraine government to wait till the last minute. It was the students. They just clearly want to ignore. You know, when you just ignore things, that's what happens. So, yeah, and I just hope this. I really hope this doesn't last that long. And I really hope that Putin doesn't get desperate. Like before the war happened, I wasn't really so nervous because I knew where Russia was on the economic list. I knew where they were at on the economic list. They're not even top 10. Mexico is going to come up and pass them because of all the narco dollars. So they're not even top 10. And you can't fight a war without money. And then I got even less, you know, when it started, then I got a little nervous. Because I was like, well, Putin's bold as hell. He clearly knows that America looks weak as shit right now. And that's another thing. I'm clearly going to say he would not have been doing this if we didn't have this weak-ass leadership that we have. And I clearly would be scared shitless if Kamala Harris ended up becoming president because something happened to Biden. I would be scared shitless that somebody would evade us and like that. Because we'd be weak as hell. We'd be weak as fuck. She is highly out of her league. Biden is out of his league because she's too freaking old and incompetent right now. We look weak as hell. So Putin wouldn't have did this bold shit if we had somebody. If Obama was in office, I guarantee you Putin wouldn't have did it. I don't think if Trump was in office, I don't think Putin would have did this. Trump, last two presidents, I don't know he would have did this with any of our presidents in office before Biden got in office. So there's that. And then now that Russia's getting their asses kicked, And I don't know if the numbers are correct because they ain't put out numbers out for Ukraine, which is kind of smart. Ukraine ain't putting their numbers out, but they're putting out the numbers for how many Russians they kill, which is basically a PR move, you know, kind of put more fear into Russians' hearts. So Ukraine is basically preventing them from doing what they want to do, pushing back. I'm just the only thing that's left for me to get nervous is if Putin gets desperate, if he gets desperate, man, and just tries to drop some nukes, try to drop some bombs, he gets desperate, you know. And somebody made a great point, too. Like, if Russia does win this war, what Putin does to that president will clearly tell us his intentions. If he just goes in there and cold-blooded kills the president of Ukraine, then we know this guy is batshit fucking crazy. And he's like batshit Hitler crazy. And after Ukraine, he's going to be looking at what's next, what country's next. And they say it's Lithuania. So if he goes in and sits down at a table and talks some kind of terms of surrender or some kind of terms, then we're going to know he's not as batshit crazy as maybe a Hitler. But if he kills the president of Ukraine and they happen to win a war and he kills the president of Ukraine, then we're going to know this guy is batshit crazy. I mean, batshit crazy. So I'm just nervous. He might get desperate, drop the big bomb. I know for America, they got to be licking their chops, because I said America doesn't need to send troops in. They don't need us. We don't need to be physically helping them like with troops. Yeah, we could send, we could do all these sanctions, stop Russians from making money banking, maybe send them food and things like that. And I think we already sent them weapons, if I'm not mistaken. So that's pretty much probably as far as we should go as helping them right now, unless things get worse. But right now, it looks like it's going the way I thought it should go. Like, Ukraine people, they got to defend their own country first and foremost. We can't just step up to the plate every single time. And, you know, you got to defend. We got to see where it goes first. Ukraine has got to step up, fight. Because if they win this war, Putin, man, they're going to have him on the run, and they're going to just turn him into a war criminal. And they're going to track him, trace him. They're going to run him down probably like Osama bin Laden. But even though a friend of mine did make a great point that we never did that to a president, though. Him being a president makes it a lot different. And then there's something I want to look at. Richest person in the world. Yeah, you know what? My friend was wrong. My friend was totally wrong. He was totally wrong in that. He said Putin was the richest dude in the world. That was totally, totally wrong. I had to look that up. Elon Musk, it says right here, is the richest person in the world. And that's what I thought. I said, he tried to say Jeff Bezos had more money than Elon Musk, but he doesn't. He doesn't. Because Elon Musk has paid more taxes in 1 year than anybody, you know. So that, yeah, the things ain't looking. I think, to be honest with you, I think Putin might have made it worse for the Russian people, man. I think he might have made it worse for Russia going forward, like economically, everything. Because even if they lose this war, which they probably looks like they will, and if we step in and help, then and the other countries will, they'll probably definitely lose the war. Russia's gonna have more sanctions than ever on them now. They're going to try to put nuke sanctions on them, everything. Like, I think if Putin doesn't win this war, he's made it worse for Russia as a whole, man. I don't know if this was a smart move. I don't know why countries are warring with other countries anyways at this point. But I guess war is always going to be there. It's always going to be – some of this stuff bleeds back to thousands and thousands of years, some of this stuff. So ain't much you can really do about it. But yeah, it's crazy. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's your boy Paul Piggott, host of the Paul Piggott Podcast, episode 115. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. You need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service. Please check out promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Also, this podcast is sponsored by New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Check out New Litter Apparel if you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist. You like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts. Please check out newlitter.com. You see it below. Also, do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Got a dozen recipes. Order your bottle of Dizzle online. Order your merchandise. We got the black and gold tees. They're fresh as hell with the hoodies. Check us out, DizzleBrand.com. Also, don't forget, the video version of my podcast goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TV, Rumble, and then I take the pre-recorded version. I'll stream it live on three of my Twitter accounts as well. Twitter at Paul P Podcast. That's Twitter at Paul P Podcast. Twitter at Paul W Pickett. And then usually I'll stream it on Promo Palace LLC. Twitter at Indie Castle or at Urban Obsessions. That's ERBINUBSESSIONS. Urban Obsessions. Don't forget that the audio version of my podcast goes to Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much more. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. Dozens of sites to come up, along with press release sites. Just got the commercial done in front of my green screen. I'm going to sit there and uploaded that yesterday. Going to set up the ad today, and we're going to start running the ad for the new commercial for the Paul Pickett Podcast 3 or 4 days a week. Check me out. That's how I do. Peace, and I'm out. Thank you for tuning in.